If you want to see Emily and I live, we're going to be on Facebook Live in a couple of minutes. I've got a Who's the A-hole? I may have let one of my roommates walk into a spider web.
May have.
But they deserved it. And I will explain later. But first, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
And that's all the plugs I have for right now. Okay, good.
Pants.
Hey, let's talk about some chicken, shall we? What's wrong?
I love chicken.
Nick, Emily, chicken?
I love a good chicken.
Let's see. So, what did I say? Chicken smuggling? Okay, just go, Nick. Chicken smugglers are out and about in the state of New Zealand. It's not a state, it's a country. But two alleged gang associates were found. It's supposed to be like a state of the Denmark type deal. Not like as a figurative state,
know,
not a literal
state.
But
it's just...
Yeah, I know.
Just imagine if we just incorporated it as a state.
Let's see. Two alleged gang associates were found with a car trunk full of KFC takeout and were arrested as they tried to enter New Zealand's largest city of Auckland, which is currently under strict coronavirus lockdowns, including... restaurants and takeout services are closed. Everyone must stay home and only essential services are open. And that apparently does not apply to KFC.
We move over 16 tons of chicken every month. Of course, with the new laws in Colorado, my business has taken quite a hit. I'm worried other states might follow suit.
We know, Colonel, but we can get your chicken into the state. We just need a bulk deal, say $4.95 a key.
So this is actually really hilarious. Police were patrolling the back roads near the outskirts of Auckland when they noticed a suspicious-looking vehicle. Upon seeing the officers, the vehicle immediately did a U-turn and sped off before eventually being pulled over. When the car was searched, police found a large quantity of KFC, more than $70,000 in cash, and empty ounce bags. And then the police photo showed at least three buckets of chicken, 10 cups of coleslaw, a large package of fries, and four large bags containing other KFC items. Two men were arrested, ages 23 and 30.
Of course, one of my people would do this. Yes. That's why they're in this story, just so you could be like,
no, it was like a do hilarious South Park drops.
This is cut with Boston Market gravy.
Okay, I'm sorry, yo.
You're cutting Colonel's gravy with Boston Market to try and save yourself some money.
I'll take back the gravy.
Like anybody wants KFC without gravy.
Speaking of chicken smuggling, let's go a little bit different direction. The group behind Lil Nas X's Satan Shoes is going to serve Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
What?
Sundays, I said.
How can they do that?
Well, they're going to order it on Saturday, and then
they're going to serve it
on Sunday.
They can't sell it.
Sorry, I just finally found my dun-dun drop.
They can't sell it, right?
They're going to resell it. They're going to keep it heated
up. You can't resell it.
You can't. Well, okay, here.
I mean, like, when you buy, and like, look, this little can of Bang that you're drinking, it's like, oh, you can't resell it. This product is only, you know, one. You can't.
I can absolutely resell it. Emily, how much do you want for a Bang?
I don't.
How much will you pay for a Bang?
It's halfway full, so
you won't open it. It's not a half-eaten sandwich. Here, let me explain. The group is called Mischief. They say that they are collective. It's M-S-C-H-F. Nice. And they have launched a new app or website, MischiefSundayService.com. If you go there, it's a website. They say, should Chick-fil-A be served on Sunday? You can say, hell yes, or God no. Either way, it takes you to a page that you can sign up. They'll send you a link. And here's the bad news. You have to be in New York City to get this.
Yeah, I mean, the other bad news is this is going to last 2 seconds. Chick-fil-A will shut that down so quickly.
Not on a Sunday. What are they going to do? It's Sunday. They can't go outside to the sun. Is that how
they got some non-religious folks that they're going to hire some
secularists out there?
Yeah.
Mischief Relief Day states in a quote-unquote manifesto on their website, certain American values go hand in hand. For example, conservative Christianity pairs perfectly with a correspondingly devout faith in the free market. That being the case, F it. Let's take advantage of the obvious hole in the market left by a notoriously Christian restaurant chain, Chick-fil-A's Sabbatarianism. And they conclude, the market finds a way. And in this case, it's the road to hell. Hell, Satan, eat more chicken on holy days. So go to Mischief, whatever. It doesn't matter. We can't get it. You're going to have to just buy it on Saturday and keep it yourself.
But that sounds gross.
So they did say that they were going to keep it reheated. Where is it? And basically have a chef spice it up. So they're going to keep it hot and fresh for you under the heat lamps. But yeah. So if you want KFC.
I love a good Satan chicken.
I don't know what to deal with that. But I will tell you what we do with that is we tease Who's the A-Hole? Coming up next, we're going to be live on our Facebook page, 101X Morning X. Subscribe, like us, go there, because we're going to be live for a Who's the A-Hole? Nick for letting his roommate walk into a spider web, or said roommate for deserving it. That is next.
It's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass in the bronze, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
Oh, nope. Nope.
No, that's not your host.
It's
Jason.
There you go. I'll be your host. My name is Nick. That's Emily.
Hi.
This is Who's the A-Hole, where we give you a scenario. I'm going to tell you something terrible that I did, and then I'm going to tell you why it's not my fault and why the person that
and
I did a terrible thing to
should
deserves
be
it.
On your side.
And then you guys are going to go on Twitter. You're going to vote for Jason anyway, even though he's not here, and we're all going to laugh. Let me set the stage for you. So this happened over the weekend. Friday night, I went to my grandmother's visitation, came back home. To my house because we were having people over because we were doing the Pocky One Chip Challenge.
What a weird jump from your grandma's funeral to doing a hot chip challenge. Are you okay?
I will explain later. I may have had to throw it up, but also, I am a tough son of a bee. Who is not a tough son of a bee, well, I don't know, now I'm making it weird, is my roommate, Kung Fu Katie. Which, see previous Dear Redacted, she can't do the dishes, and she's going to be mad at me now because I said that, because it's Gil, and now I've said his name and dropped all these things.
Are you saying women should do the dishes?
I'm saying they should do the dishes, because then to not have, leave them in the sink makes you a gross, disgusting trash person. Similar to if, cut to Friday night, my bathroom is the downstairs bathroom. It's the one that's open to public, which somehow includes Gil and Katie, which is fine. But I just hear Katie scream and yell because there was a cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Gil went to go check on her. I have no idea if he killed it for her or if she did it herself, but somebody killed this cockroach. We all go back. I take a chip. I wait 20 minutes and I throw it up in my bathroom. Did not notice until the next morning that there is a disgusting cockroach corpse sitting next to my scale, my bathroom scale on the floor.
Okay.
The one that I used to weigh myself and confirm that I am still down 30 pounds from squeezed.com. Squeezed.com.
I was about to say that the cockroach weighed himself. He's not on the squeezed.com
diet. He was squeezed by somebody's foot and dead and just left there, which I'm like, it's the bathroom. The toilet is right there. Toilet paper is right there. Scoop it up. Flush it. Dispose. If you're going to, we just talked about the guy's, the car that had a dead body in the trunk that was left in Mississippi earlier in news. Dispose of the body. That's the number one rule of committing a crime is dispose of the body. Hang on. So I woke up to the cockroach. And again, this is as I'm having to go bury my grandmother. I have to then give a water funeral to this cockroach.
Come on.
Two funerals in one day. It's a very stressful time. I have to deal with your cockroach. Okay, so I'm going to leave. It's super early in the morning. Nobody is up yet. And I open the front door, and there is a huge spider web that was built overnight in the doorway. And, the spider was sitting there, curling its little legs, still spinning its web, mm-hmm. Right at eye level. Right where if I had walked into it, it would have hit me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do? Is I go out the back door. Walk to my car and leave so that when one of them has to show up leaving them the front door, they're going to run into this spider. Now,
why would you do that?
Is that an a-hole move? Yes. But they have you leave a corpse for me, I leave a spider for you. That's apparently how this is working.
I
have not, Gil and Kay, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
I don't think so. That was not a sincere I'm sorry at all. You're smiling.
I do feel bad.
You're smiling right now.
I'm so happy with myself. Let me know which one you did this. Because just when I came home from my grandma's funeral the next day, obviously the spider is gone. Mm-hmm. Katie's car is gone as well. And I don't know if that means they both left or what. And there's just a clearly... Kung Fu KD-sized hiking boot just outside the front door, so I assume that she went after the spider with the shoe. So, I don't know. Maybe she saw it. Maybe she got a face full of spider. I don't know, but I tell you what I do know is that you can vote on this.
Yeah, sorry. You can vote on this. Sorry. The people are already voting. People are already voting for Jason, and I'm already like, wow, you're how are you losing? At 101X Morning X on Twitter, I put up a poll. Nick, his roommate, or Jason? And
here, the poll says, who's the a-hole? Nick for letting his roommate walk into a spider web, or said roommate for leaving a dead cockroach in Nick's bathroom? So far, there are two votes, both for Jason.
Yeah, that's why I was shocked there. For a second. I literally just posted this, and I looked, and I was like, what? Oh, okay. People are already getting on that. No, it's you.
101X, Matt Morning X on Twitter.
It's you.
Vote in the poll.
It's you.
Is it?
It's you. I'm going to vote.
I have to play commercials. We just did a who's the a-hole? My roommates left a dead cockroach in my bathroom, so I put a spider under the front door and walk into it. Vote on the poll, 101X, Morning X. Who's the a-hole? Me or my roommate? Spider, roach. Let us know. All right, one last thing on this.
You really want to prove yourself, huh?
And feel free to see if there's an update on the poll for at the end of the same way. But, okay. My roommates left a cockroach in my bathroom that they had killed and just did not dispose of the body. So in retaliation, when I left the house the next day, I noticed there was a huge giant spider web covering the front door. So I went out the back, walked through the side gate, and went out and did my business and left the spider for one of them to discover, which they did. I don't know which one. But here's the deal. First of all, in the rules of roommates, everybody knows it's all about escalation.
Mm-hmm. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
You leave a cockroach in the bathroom, spider on the door. That's just the Chicago way. But
we
also,
are not here in Chicago.
Well, you know, doing it, some people shouldn't have gone to Chicago at all. That doesn't mean nothing to nobody. Thanks, Jason. Anyway, back on track. Here's my one last defense of this is that it turns out that what my roommate Katie is also decorates Halloween in September guy, which we have already established. Don't be that guy. So she did put up these little spooky ghosts. Mm-hmm. She's got some ceramic gourds just around the living room.
Cool.
And so I was like, surely she wants a big, giant, spooky spider web on the
front
door.
That is not what you were thinking.
I'm helping. I was helping.
That is not what you were thinking. Well, lucky for you, your case remains valid, mm-hmm. because we have a tie on the poll. Let me refresh this. Maybe we don't. Oh, yep. We do. We have a tie on the poll. The tie is between your roommate and Jason for being the a-hole in this situation.
The important thing is I'm third. Yeah, I'm currently 20% of people say I'm the a-hole for leaving the spider. 20% say my roommate. And then 40% say the roommate. And then 40% say Jason.
I'm part of the 20%.
I know you are.
Yeah, I
know.
I voted.
I were a Nick Detractor. I know. We're speaking of Nick Detractors, no. But speaking of Emily, we talked earlier about your mom and you got her hooked on good TV mm-hmm. by giving her all the streaming
changed
services.
Changed her life, Nick.
It has.
She is a completely changed human being because
of these new shows. Not just because she can watch Skahits Creek.
No.
And other things.
No,
it's improving our lives. And we discuss
ethics
next.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.